It's time for tonight's post-game coaches show brought to you by Ashton Lord of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. You can call Ashton 704-696-2424. Coach McKillop, offensive efficiency for the Wildcats tonight, no question about that.
John, congratulations to Peyton Aldrich, a 2,000-point scorer. He accomplished that tonight, and just a fitting stamp on his outstanding career at Davidson. Thrilled for him to get it in the W and to get it the way he did it tonight. There are some statistics that really jump out at me. John, you mentioned the offense. Yes, we were sensational offensively up until that last 6 or 7 minutes. But what's interesting is we shot 70% from the floor, 68.9. We only took 12 threes the whole night, which is a very small number for us. But it shows you the maturity of our guys, that they were willing to take what was theirs. So instead of cranking threes, and I think Will McGarity had a chance to shoot 4 or 5 of them. I think John Axel had a chance to shoot 3 or 4 of them. They made the extra pass, they made the extra dribble, and we got layups. So I'm thrilled with that. What really thrilled me tonight was our defense. I thought we were sensational defensively. You know, take away points off turnovers, 10 of their points, and, you know, our defense is 30% or lower. As it was, we held them to 33% from the floor, 20% from the three-point line. That's pretty darn good. That's a high level. So some outstanding statistics on the offensive end and on the defensive end, and individually, Peyton getting 2,000. And I thought Kellen was pretty impressive going down the alleyway, down the pocket, down whatever you want to call it, converting layup after layup after layup, and it was very impressive to see that.
Grady was 11 of 13, 28 points tonight. Coach, you mentioned this, the offensive efficiency. You cleared the middle of the court out, and inside the arc tonight you shot 26 of 33.
That's pretty high-level shooting, John, and that's pretty good discipline and maturity upon the part of a group of guys who are very lethal at the three-point line, and they took what was theirs. That's, as a coach, you're thrilled about that kind of decision-making. You're thrilled about that kind of discipline.
I know that you must be pleased with the attention that Davidson gave to this game when some teams wouldn't be mature enough to do that.
You know, we talked about this in the pregame, and our fans need to know this. Fordham lost to Duquesne by 23 points at Fordham, and we beat Fordham at Fordham by 30 points. Fordham's next visit to Duquesne, they beat Duquesne by 23 points, a 46-point turnaround. So we had a clear memory of what Fordham did coming here last year. We had the victory over VCU, victory over Massachusetts last week, and our guys were not sleeping at all. Our guys were ready. Our guys understand that, and the word for the last 48 hours was gratitude, not entitlement. Gratitude because they've got this great opportunity to play basketball in a great institution, represent a great student body, great community, great alumni base, and for them to be to show the gratitude for that opportunity, step on the court and play with the kind of effort that they did tonight, again, that's an exhilarating feeling for a coach.
You got into that 2-3 zone, and it was so effective you didn't have to get out of it. What made it so effective tonight?
Well, I thought our guys made great reads, and, you know, the length of that zone was pretty good. I thought Will McGarity was as good defensively as any post player we've had. I thought he was outstanding tonight, challenging shots, being in the right place, being aggressive on the ball screen, being a threat at the front rim, was sensational tonight.
Coach, I know that we're nearing tournament time, a lot left in the regular season. At this point, how do you feel about the way Davidson's playing, the momentum that they're playing with right now?
I think we're feeling that we are getting better. I think they definitely feel there is still room to grow. And I think they're going to cherish and treasure each opportunity to practice, to watch film, to go lift weights, to be together. This is a very close group of guys who have shared some incredible memories this year. They've been to Europe. They've been to Hawaii. They've been together since last June, and they've got a treasure chest of memories, and they want to add to those memories.
Coach, way back in the preseason when we were trying to write something about the outlook for this year, rebounding was one of the first things out of your mouth. You were somewhat concerned about it. Davidson, tonight, as you move through the season, you've improved in that area so much. Tonight, you were 36-18 rebounding.
Yeah, and I think that we gave up 6 offensive rebounds, which is a very, very limited number. But with the amount of shots that they missed, it wasn't such a small number. And I think the long rebounds hurt us tonight in the first half. They got 2 or 3 offensive rebounds that were long shots, long rebounds. And our guys were going to the rim like they're supposed to. So I think our rebounding was very efficient tonight.
Conversely, you didn't miss but 14 shots, and you got 6 offensive rebounds.
That's pretty darn good. That's a good number, John.
Yes, it is. No question. Well, Coach, congratulations. It was a good win. You're 16th of the season. You're 11th in the conference. Wildcats have got a head of steam up.
Well, we got a challenging game ahead of us on Saturday at Duquesne. This conference is wonderful. It's terrific to be able to play at the venues we play at, the cities we play in, and the level of competition we're playing at.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Coach Bob McKillop talking about tonight's game. The Wildcats win it over the Rams of Fordham by the score of 76-52.